Hare Krishna, here we are in Leicester, which is written as Leicester, and bewildering pronunciation for those who are not used to England. And it's a very beautiful sunny day, although cold day. We hear that it's snowing quite a bit in different parts of the UK, and it's also relatively sunny in terms of our news on the girls in Hungary who had the accident. And their situation is, considering circumstances, relatively good and improved, and I'll give a little update on that, and probably the only next update, unless there happens to be any major changes, I'll give is after both of them have their operation. Well, last night I talked to Mari Rekshna, who's both neck and back are broken, and well, she's in very good spirits, and when we talked in the evening, she said that her operation was between 7 and 8 in the morning. It would take 3 hours, and that we could talk again in the afternoon because it would probably take that long for her to get over the sleeping, well, put her to sleep. I just forgot what that's called. And I phoned, or at least I sent a text this morning at around 7, and I got no reply, so I assumed that she's already gone, and maybe by now she's already come back from the operating theater, and then we'll get news from her later. I talked to the least hurt, Balabhikanta. And she's in good spirits. She's just suffering from discomfort, from pain in both her arm, and then now she's realizing sort of the smaller damage that and bruises and cuts and the effects of that. But she's all right. They're keeping her in for another day in the hospital, and tomorrow they'll discharge her, and we'll see. Doctors will suggest whether she should just stay there in the area in the house, or whether they should come back to Hungary. Ati Sundari, who yesterday we gave the report as being the one who's sort of the most fragile situation, then, well, I was able to speak to her at length last night and before we did our program. And I also talked to Tarun Krishna, her husband, who's there with her. And she was in good spirits. And this morning I couldn't get through to them. But I spoke to Sankirtan Prabhu, the Sankirtan leader, who's there also with Sanatan, another senior devotee from New Rajadam. And they're... He had already talked to them. It seems that Ati Sundari's surgeon said that she doesn't need to have her head and neck in one of these braces, sort of crown, halo-type brace, and that, quoting what he had said, what Sankirtan had told me, was that the doctor said that she'll be able to sing and dance and cook and do everything else. Seems like they're going to just weld or screw two discs together in her neck. When that's happening, that they weren't able to say whether it's today or tomorrow. So that's going well, and then we'll be able to talk to her a little later. And meanwhile, Sankirtan was gone to the site where the police just sort of left the car in a parking lot, which was a strange thing to do, take it anywhere, didn't secure it, and collected everything that was in the car, books especially, and other things that the ladies had left there. And he was now going to see how Mother Rekshana was doing. He used to push open that window a little. Since she's sort of the priority today. And it seems that that's the report. Seems that things are stable as much as one could expect. Devotees are doing well, and the developments are good. Yes, I was the reason I was able to. When I talked to her yesterday, she could move everything. She could move her hands and fingers, all parts of her body, which is again a very good sign that she wasn't able to do that earlier. The only, or at least another gray cloud, or the only additional gray cloud, is what the cost of all this is going to be to Hungarian Yatra, but that's a relatively minor issue in comparison to the well-being of the devotees and what appears to be that their sort of unimpaired lifestyle in the future. But that I'll give a report on a little, one more report later once everyone's had their operations and we've seen how that's panned out, or those operations have panned out, and what the doctors say and what the devotees feel, and then hopefully we can sort of bring an end to this chapter, at least the exciting part of this, to an end. And and then today we're having a program where we have only 19 volumes of Navaraja Mahima left, or 19 sets here in the UK. Good thing we're getting a delivery tonight, where someone happens to be flying in and bringing it to buy some excess luggage. But even then, by my calculation, we're going to be far short of fulfilling all of our needs. So we're just about to have a meeting over here and figure out what to do. Can we really bring more books? That adds to the cost. Or those devotees who aren't able to get, then we just leave it to another time. Anyway, that'll be obvious to devotees who are participating here in the UK in the programs. We'll let you know what and how books are available, but everyone's really, for me, sort of an overwhelming reception of the glorification of New Rajadam and Radha Shama Sundar. And Hare Krishna, that's it for today. And again, back again tomorrow.